Hello and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast with Nicole and Matt. This is the show where we discuss the whole family of Bachelor reality TV relationship shows on ABC. This is episode number 63 of our podcast, and we're going to talk about the finale episode of The Bachelorette that aired the night of Sunday, July 22nd. And I will dispense with the spoiler warning since we are here in the afterglow of the after the final rose. My name is Matt. I am here with my wife and co-host, Nicole, sitting beside me here. Nicole, how are you feeling after this tremendous ending?
Wow. I have a lot to say.
You have a lot to say. There's plenty to say. It's been a roller coaster evening and very different from what we had discussed a lot earlier in the season. So tonight we're going to listen to a couple voicemails that we got. We are going to recap what happened in the evening. Nicole's going to have her uh-oh moment. So we have a lot planned for you guys tonight. So let's get into it here. So first we have this, let's listen, start off with this voicemail from, sounds like a familiar voice.
Hey, this is Ryan from Washington, D.C., and I'm just starting to watch this finale. Jeff with 1F, he looks like a little kid. What's the deal with that? I hope she doesn't pick him.
I agree, Ryan. I think Jeff does look like a little boy. A cute little boy, but a little boy.
Now, Nicole, I lost track of how many times during tonight's episode that you said, Jeff is so tiny.
He is. Really? Yes! His body is so tiny.
He's smaller. He's so much smaller compared to Ari.
Ari's really, really skinny, but at least Ari's, like, taller. Jeff is short and skinny. He's, like, petite. He's, like, a tiny guy. And he's, like, the size of Emily. Like, they're both just, like, tiny.
They are a matching set. That's true. That's true. All right, well, then we have this other voicemail here from a new person calling in. Let's take a listen.
Hey, Matt and Nicole. My name's Christy, and I am calling you from Montana. And I just wanted to call and tell you a couple of things. First of all, this is the first season of The Bachelorette or Bachelor that I've ever watched where I did not read the spoilers. And I did it because listening to you guys, I heard a lot more excitement in your voices whenever you would recap the show because you were surprised at things, and I kind of thought maybe I should not read the spoilers and, like, see what it's like. And so this is the first season I haven't read the spoilers, so I'm super excited about the finale tonight, and I do not know who she picks, but I really, really hope it's Jeff. I just like him. But I think you're right. I think she's going to pull Allie, too, and pull somebody aside. And by the way, I do listen to you guys on my iPhone while I'm in my car, and I download you through iTunes. And I looked for you on Stitcher, but I couldn't see you. So anyway, thanks for everything you guys do, and I love listening to you. And I can't wait for you guys to do a show on Bachelor Pad. So have a good one. Bye.
I'm so glad this is the first time Christy hasn't read any spoilers.
I'm glad that we're spreading the gospel of being spoiler-free across this great nation of ours.
You know what it is, too? I mean, the only time that you and I ever read a spoiler was for Jake's season with Vienna.
Yeah.
And it didn't make watching the show as fun. Matt and I had read a spoiler.
I don't think that was the first time, actually.
Yeah.
I think way before that, one time we, like, read in a tabloid.
Yeah, accidentally we found out who Bob picked, when Bob picked Estella. But with Jake and Vienna, we actually were like, we hated Vienna so much that we just said, you know what, let's just go online and see who Jake picks. And when we found out it was Vienna, I remember watching the finale and just, like, fast-forwarding through parts.
Yeah, it takes away the whole point of the show is putting yourselves in the Bachelor or Bachelorette's shoes and wondering what decisions you would make or how you would feel on the other side. And if you know, if you read Reality Steve and his, you know, cronies ahead of time, you're going to be missing out. I mean, you know, that's just a fact. Like, we just saw the new Batman movie the other day, and spoiler alert, I thought it was just okay. But,
yeah, me too.
But I knew that a couple friends of mine had said that they had read the spoilers of what happened at the end of the film, because there's a couple things that are revealed, and I was just so nervous that I was going to find the spoilers ahead of time, because when you know what's going to happen at the end, it takes away all the tension.
Yeah.
All the tension.
It doesn't make it as exciting.
Exactly. So, Nicole, let's get into our recap of tonight's episode, and we'll find out what your uh-oh moment is.
Yes.
As we continue on here. Could pop out at any time.
It could. You never know. So, tonight's episode opens up with Chris Harrison at the live finale.
Yeah, so they open up with the studio audience there. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, at first I was a little taken back, but then I realized, you know, I like that. They should do that every finale. They should always have the After the Final Rose live, have a live studio audience watching it. You could hear them laugh, you can hear them gasp while you're watching the episode all together.
That was really cool. I felt like I was there with them.
Exactly.
And we never will be, so it's as close as we're going to get.
So, I noticed over Chris Harrison's right shoulder were Ashley and JP in the audience.
You're right, and they spoke a little later on.
They did. So the episode starts with Jeff, and he comes to meet her family. Emily's family. Jeff's just wearing a plain white t-shirt. Like, come on, Jeff. I know you want to look cool and all, but you can still wear cool jeans and sneakers, but can you wear, like, maybe, like, a button-down short-sleeve shirt, like, instead of a plain white t-shirt to meet your future in-laws or the people that you want to be your future in-laws?
He really wasn't trying too hard in the looks department. Also, his hair was, like, really long and, like,
he needed a haircut.
Definitely.
But he brought flowers for all the ladies, which was sweet. Then Emily's mom has some time with Jeff, and she says that, you know, this is really difficult for her because when she met Brad, he stole her heart.
Yeah, yeah. You could really tell that Emily's mom is defensive of Emily, or I should say protective of Emily,
right,
because of what happened in the past. And, of course, you can't blame her at all. But Jeff really gave her assurance, and Jeff won over the whole family. It seemed like he really walked away with everything, in my opinion.
He did. And I loved his time with the brother, Emily's brother, Ernie. Ernie came off as very older brother-ish.
Yeah.
You know, like, very serious, very intimidating. But, you know, then he really wound up liking him a lot.
Yeah.
So I thought it was one of the best meeting of the parents with Jeff.
Definitely.
I thought it went over well. And the dad tells him, Emily's dad tells him that, you know, he has his blessing to propose. And so then we have Ari. And Emily's dad thinks that Ari's got his work cut out for him after Jeff.
I know. And so Ari walks in there and just, there's a little bit of tension there. You can cut it with a knife. But he comes in with a gift. He comes bearing gifts, which is always a good move. And what does he give to them?
He gives them a box with all the roses that Emily has given him. But I don't really, like, get it.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of like, here's how much your daughter thinks I'm awesome. I mean, that's basically how the unwritten message that it's sending out. And it's kind of a weird thing.
Well, I just don't know why he would want to, like, give that to her family. Like, why would they want that?
Right, right.
And yeah, it's sweet in theory, but I would have just bought some flowers and
That'd be a gift to give to Emily. Maybe not her family. You know what I mean? Which, ironically, he's giving them back, and he wasn't picked in the end. So.
I know, I feel bad. So, Ernie, the older brother, tells Ari that, you know, Ari, you seem very smooth and very practiced.
Jeez.
But then he tells him that he ends up liking him, and he, you know, thinks he's a great guy. Emily's dad also gives his blessing for Ari to propose to Emily.
That's gotta be hard as a dad to give your blessing to two different guys.
I know.
And have we ever seen a dad not give his blessing on The Bachelor? Has anyone ever said, well, you know, I'm sorry, I can't give you the blessing, but...
I don't think so.
I think they pretty much always do, but, you know, whatever.
So now Emily asks her family what they all think, and of course they say they like both of them, and the mom, Emily's mom is very smart, and she thinks that Emily should wait on an engagement.
Yeah, and we'll talk more about that later, but she's right.
Yeah. So, now at this point, Emily doesn't know if she wants to introduce the guys to Ricky, and I understand her point. You know, it's like...
And I had forgotten that she... that. None of them have met her, Ricky, yet, at all. I mean, we see so much of Ricky in these dates, you just kind of forget that she's kind of out there, and these guys have no clue what she's like, or what interacting with her is like, and, you know, it's a big deal.
So now she has her date with Jeff, and they're chatting on the beach, and Jeff tells Emily that he wants to meet Ricky,
and she's saying no. And she's saying no at first. She's like, well, no, I don't really want to do that.
Well, she just says, I don't know.
Well, she seemed pretty firm on it at first, but he is, like, wearing her down.
Yeah.
And eventually she relents. But you're right. Who can blame him? I mean, that's a huge part of this whole equation here, is that he has to, you know, make sure he is comfortable with her and... You know, that's a part of his decision-making process, too. It's not just Emily, it's him.
Right. I mean, in his defense, he's not going to want to propose to somebody if he hasn't met their child.
Exactly.
You know, like, so I can understand. So, Emily changes her mind and tells Jeff to come over to the house and let's meet Ricky. And honestly, Emily says that, you know, Ricky doesn't know that Jeff is coming in his bathing suit nonetheless, but I think it was better for Ricky... that Emily didn't tell her that he was coming because there wasn't this pressure. At first I thought, oh, I wish she told her in advance, but you know what? It's just, you know, Ricky sees all these different cameramen, she sees the producers, and so here's just another person that she doesn't know who they are. So it wasn't as big of a deal as Emily sitting down with Ricky and saying, okay, Ricky, today you're going to meet my friend Jeff.
Right.
Jeff is very special to me, and it's like too much of a buildup rather than just knock, knock, knock. Hey, here we are, Ricky. This is my friend Jeff. What's up?
Right. And I'm so glad that it went well.
Me too.
I mean, Ricky could have, you know, who knows, you know, I'm sure there's lots of horror stories out there about, you know, single moms introducing, or single dads, whatever, introducing a new boyfriend or girlfriend to their, you know, young kids. I'm sure kids, you know, flip out or just shut down, but
or become bratty.
Yeah. And it couldn't have gone better. I mean, Ricky, she is such a sweet girl, and it was so heartwarming to see her and Jeff, you know, playing and him talking to her and interacting with her. It was really, really touching. It more moving than maybe some of the romantic dates we've seen.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, Jeff was so sweet with her, just asking her all these questions and being just very real and normal, and it was very, very natural, and the three of them were swimming in the pool together, and it was at this point where I'm thinking, she's picking Jeff.
Yeah, yeah. Now, let's talk about this. You were so sure it was Ari.
I was.
In fact, you got a text message from your brother as we were watching the show, and what did the text message say?
Well, my darling brother, while he was watching The Bachelorette Tonight with his girlfriend.
This poor guy, your poor brother, because we do this podcast, he's sucked into having to watch this show.
No, he watches it. His girlfriend likes it. Dana likes it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, hey, Dana. Hey, Steve. Not that you guys listen to our show.
Yeah, because no one from our family listens. But, so, I honestly think that, my brother said this. My brother said, you said the other day that you were 99% sure it was Ari. That's what his text message said to me. And I wrote him back saying, well, I said that, and Emily was almost pretty sure she thought it was him.
Well, that's where it gets really interesting, is when she talks with Chris Harrison. I know we're getting ahead of ourselves here a little bit, but when she's talking with him, she makes it very clear that for a long time she thought it was Ari. Just right. She was so focused on it being him. I really have to wonder when Jeff started to take over. When do you think that was?
I think it was the date, his little puppet date.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think that it was like a really normal date. They're just walking around the city. They're buying these puppets. He's really funny and sweet. They're lying on the ground together, looking up at this beautiful ceiling. And
I think when he bought that one puppet for Ricky, I think that
sealed the deal
for her.
I agree.
Yep.
I have to say, this is the first time in many years that I've been wrong about who this person's going to pick.
Wow. So there's a first time for everything.
Well, no, I was wrong a few years ago. I thought that in Lorenzo's season.
Oh, yeah.
I forget those girls. But I remember thinking that he was going to pick the girl that he didn't pick. You and I both were shocked, you know? But right. This is the... Ever since... And that was a long time ago. It hasn't been since then that I was this shocked. I mean, I wasn't... I don't know about all you listeners out there, but I wasn't shocked while watching tonight's episode, but I was so sure it was Ari a week ago.
A week? Yeah.
I was. Yeah. I was so sure it was Ari. I was so positive. So now we take a little break and we have opinions from the live studio audience with Chris Harrison.
Oh, right.
And, you said something hysterical. Tell everybody what you said.
I was saying, like, you know, as they're, like, you know, calling people up, like, you stand up, don't you have a comment? I was saying, like, wouldn't it be funny if Brad Womack was in the audience, but he's, like, wearing, like, a disguise, and he has, like, a fedora on with, like, a fake mustache and, like, sunglasses, and he's like, oh, well, hi, yeah, you know, I just think that, you know, maybe... Neither of these guys are good for her, and, you know...
She should go back with Brad.
She should go back with that Brad guy. He seemed not... You know, I thought that would be... thought that'd be funny, but...
But it didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
It would have been very funny. Brad, you should have been there. So, I think it's cute that Ricky asked Emily if Jeff can come back tomorrow.
Yeah. That was cute. That really got me, man.
So now, all of a sudden... Chris Harrison comes to Emily's place.
You know, it's always something shady's happening every time Chris Harrison shows up unannounced.
And Emily pulls a Allie.
As we were discussing last week,
yeah.
She pulls an Allie and she basically tells Chris, I'm settled on Jeff and I don't even need to go on my date with Ari today. And so Chris says, well, then go talk to him. Go do what you need to do. So I just felt so bad for Ari. Like, he is, like, preparing for this date.
Making this love potion. And the two things came to my mind when Emily was talking about this with Chris Harrison. The first thing is, I feel bad that Ari didn't get a chance to meet Ricky. I feel like if I were him watching this episode right now, I'd be thinking, well, maybe you picked Jeff because you saw how great he was with Ricky and... But I didn't get that chance.
Yeah. 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 Absolutely. I kind of think that, honestly. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, Jeff is a great guy, and I have nothing against him at all. But I don't know if Ari had a...
fair shot.
A fair shot at this. However, it seems like even before their most recent dates, she thought it was... Jeff, because and going back to something that I said a couple weeks ago, during the fantasy suite dates, she didn't have a fantasy suite at all with Ari. She said, you know what, let's just end the date tonight. And you thought that was a sign that she was picking him.
Yeah, totally.
And at the time, I was like, you know what, maybe though it's because maybe she didn't want to do it with him because she knew how much she was attracted to him physically and. Had such strong feelings for Jeff that she didn't want it to cloud her feelings for Jeff because she likes him more.
Maybe.
And I guess I was right.
I don't know. I don't know if she knew back then.
Well, I think she did.
You know
I
what
think
I'm thinking
knew.
About, though? My second thing is, so first is I'm feeling bad for Ari because he didn't get to meet Ricky. But second of all, I'm thinking about it at this point. I'm thinking, Jeff had to watch all of his episodes with Emily talking about how much she loves kissing Ari. That's all she talks about. Oh, I'm so attracted to him. I love kissing him. He's the best kisser. He's the best kisser. Like, literally, I was thinking, she better pick him, because if she doesn't pick him, whoever the guy that she picks is going to be thinking, my goodness, Emily, you better say something good about me. You know, like, she was overboard with talking about how attracted she was to him physically, which I don't understand, but...
Well, at least Ari knows that he's not the guy with the edge. He could feel bad about that, and Jeff could feel a little bit edgier.
I guess.
Then, anyways.
I just feel bad for him. I feel bad for Ari, how he's talking about how much he loves her, and he's making this love potion, and Emily looks so sad when she gets out of that car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing that I have to say about this, though, is... So the producers obviously know, Chris Harrison knows, Emily knows that she's going to tell Ari today that she's not picking him.
Right.
I think it would have been better, instead of having Ari show up for this date and begin to make this love potion, for one of the producers to say, knock, knock, knock on Ari's door, hey, there's been a change of plans today, and Emily's going to come by to talk to you about something. Oh, okay. Like, give him a heads up. Don't get him all excited for a date, and then she's going to dump him in the first 5 seconds of the date. You know what I mean? I feel like she could have respected him a little bit more. Or, like, called him, or she knocks on his door and says, hi. He's like, what are you doing here? I thought we were meeting at blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, well, there's been a change. I need to talk to you.
I guess, but at the end of the day, I don't think it really matters either way.
I think it would have been not as big of a blow to his ego. So, it's so awkward, he has no clue, and Emily starts crying, and she tells Ari that it's not him. But
she's so sweet, but she's really bad at breaking up with people.
She is. And one thing, though, she doesn't even tell him, I'm in love with Jeff. I'm picking Jeff. She just kind of leaves it open-ended.
No, she does. I mean...
No, she doesn't.
No, listen. She does say, look, I'm a little bit more in love with Jeff. That's what she says to him. And that's all right, but it almost sounded like they edited some clips together to have her say that phrase. So I don't know if that was for our benefit or if she really said that to him, and in the course of it, they just had to kind of edit it down. But she did say Jeff's name.
No, she did, but... It wasn't, like, when Allie let Chris down in Allie's season, she literally said, I am so sorry, but I'm in love with Roberto. Goodbye. Like, it was very, you know, clear. And Ari, I'm not making this up, Ari said this during the After the Final Rose. Ari literally says, I wasn't sure what was going on, if you were with Jeff or what, if you picked him, if you, like, he literally didn't know. So, she, you know, tells him, and she says that she really believed it was going to be him all along. So, right. I wasn't crazy for thinking she was picking
him. No, you weren't. All the signs were there, for sure.
Right.
But there were little hints, you know, along the way that Jeff could have walked away with it.
I mean, I'm glad she picked Jeff. I like Jeff better than Ari. I just literally thought the whole time it was Ari.
So why do you like Jeff better than Ari?
I feel like he's funnier. He's more funny and, you know.
Sense of humor goes a long way. He's edgier, wears skinny jeans.
So is Ari. So, Ari gets up from the bench and thanks Emily for sparing him the embarrassment the next day. And Emily says, what does she say? Ari, wait.
Like, wait for what? The guy's walking out.
I know, he hugged her.
There's nothing else really to do, so.
I mean... He says in the car he feels stupid and naive. He feels like he misjudged. But in his defense, I don't think he did misjudge. I think...
No, he didn't.
I mean, You and I thought that she was picking Ari. I don't think he should feel stupid by any means.
I don't know. So then we cut back to the studio audience to get their expert take on this. And we go to a couple experts.
We go to Ashley and JP. You know, and JP says, you know, when you know, you know. So I'm glad Emily did this. And
when are they getting married, by the way?
I don't know. They didn't say.
I thought that was a little odd that that didn't really get
and
brought
And then
up.
Deanna is there. And, like, the audience barely claps for her. She hardly gets any applause. Did you notice that?
Yeah, well, and that was one... We didn't watch her season. We abstained, exactly.
I, like, purposely did not watch her season because I didn't like her at all.
Ugh. So, anyways, and then we go to Michael S. Now, funny thing about him, he's kind of all over the place. He's a little wacky.
Oh, I love him.
I like him.
To be the next Bachelor.
First of all, that's never going to happen. No one remembers who he is.
Anyway. He's on the Bachelor pad every season, so...
This is true, he is, but he's not, like, in the public eye enough to come back and be the Bachelor.
I think he could be.
It's not going to happen. He could, but it's not never going to happen, ever.
I said that during Jillian's season. If you go back and listen to our podcast back then.
He missed a shot. He should have pushed for it more. Yeah. Then, but you know what I mean, though? He's like, wow, hey, literally, he's like,
oh, but he's so sweet. I love him. So, we talked to Ashley S. from Brad's season, she's friends with Emily, and
they're obsessed with her, by the way. If you really? Follow the Bachelor people on Twitter, they are constantly pimping out her blog. They think very highly of Ashley Spivey.
Maybe they want her to, host Bachelor Pad like Melissa did.
Oh, right. Melissa Rycroft did. That's true. Maybe she will.
So we have Jeffy with Neil Lane, blah, blah, blah.
Neil.
I wish Emily, like, after she broke up with Ari, like, knocks on Jeff's door and says, just so you know, you're the one. Like, why do we have to make Jeff wait a full 24 hours and, like, toss and turn and feel like he's probably going to throw up, not get any sleep?
Well, come on. I mean, there's still a show to do here. Mm. We can't throw all the, you know, pomp and circumstance out the window. There needs to be some, at least a little bit.
So what do you think about how Emily's not, when, like, she's weird, puts on her gown and she's all set to meet Jeff, she's not in front of water. Like, every time there's the finale with the final rose.
Oh, right.
They're always, like... on the water somehow.
Or she's like, just like, I think last season they were like in front of some mountains and she's like,
right.
She's literally on like the back lot of like some movie set. It's like, what the heck is this old Western town, like, they're standing in the middle of?
I feel like I'm in Hollywood Studios in Disney. Like,
yeah. And they're up on this thing like in the middle of the town square. Is that like the gallows? Like, are they going to be put in the stocks? What's the deal?
It literally doesn't make any sense.
No.
Emily tells Jeff he's the one, and Jeff looks like he's going to cry.
I felt bad for him that he didn't get a chance to say everything first. Like, I felt like she, like, took all the wind out of the sails when she's like, hey, Jeff, thanks for coming. Like, it was so nonchalant. Like, it was just like, by the way, you're it.
Right. Ari's not here.
Exactly. And I feel like she just took the fun out of it all.
I agree. There's no tension. So,
well, there was tension when he gets down on one knee and proposes, and she doesn't say anything for like
full
a half 10 hour.
Seconds. 10 seconds.
Wait. Let's count to 10.
Okay.
And let's see how long.
Ready.
10 seconds really is. Wait. Let's start over. Let's start over. And I'm gonna propose.
Okay.
Go ahead. Emily. Will you marry me?
Yes,
oh,
I will.
Gosh, it's awful.
It's awful.
Oh my gosh. Now, you didn't wait too long after I proposed to you.
No, I said yes right away. Like, how could I wait? So, Jeff proposes, Emily finally says yes for the third time, the third proposal in her life. They show a montage of the two of them with the song Glory of Love playing in the background.
Now, did you have to Shazam that to know what that song was?
No, I knew.
Oh, you knew that.
But I feel like whoever picks the music for the Bachelor, is really from like 1992. Like the songs are always really old.
They go for the cheap songs. It's all about rights and licensing. Mm-hmm.
And then Ricky runs out to greet them, which is cute, after Emily gets...
Right. So know, they all walk away awkwardly holding hands. And
so now we have After the Final Rose. So Emily comes out and says she's in love. Now, before we get to the nitty-gritty of After the Final Rose, I think Emily has looked absolutely gorgeous throughout this entire season. Love her outfits. I mean, she's beautiful to begin with, and they just made her look extra beautiful. However...
This almost sounds like your uh-oh moment. I know
tonight,
it's not, but...
It should be my uh-oh moment. Tonight, her hair... She has these horrible extensions in.
Yeah.
They look so cheap.
She looks...
I mean...
Flavor of love.
Yeah. Like what's up with that? And, I mean, at the mental all, I thought she looked phenomenal. And then tonight, I just... Ugh. I don't know. I did not like her hair.
It was not good.
So Ari comes out, and Emily says, you know, she's sorry, blah, blah, blah. So, here's my uh-oh moment. Ari tells us that after the finale was filmed, he flew to Charlotte.
Yeah.
Without telling Emily.
Without telling Chris Harrison or The Bachelor.
He flew there, and after he landed, he realized maybe I shouldn't have come, and he called Emily. He flew there because he says he either wanted closure or he wanted another chance. It's a pretty big deal.
That is a big deal. So he comes there, and instead of actually talking with her, he leaves a sealed envelope with his journal that he kept while he was on the show, and he leaves it on her doorstep, and... gives her instructions to read it. So, guess what she brings with her to the studio? That
journal.
Sealed envelope. And she never read it. So, if you were her, would you... I assume you would have read it.
No, I understand why she didn't. I think if she and Jeff had already, like, broken up by that point, then yeah, read the journal.
Right.
But she's in a relationship with someone else. Like... And she did care about Ari and loved kissing him and talked about it all the time. Like, in order for she and Jeff to move on, I think it was best to not read it.
It would essentially be like keeping love letters of an ex-boyfriend when you're engaged to marry somebody else. Like, that's... You don't do that.
However, in Ari's defense, he didn't know that she was with Jeff.
Right.
He even says that, and he said that,
he didn't really know until he called Jeff himself.
Jeff called him, actually.
Oh, really?
I think that's what Emily said. And, he already says that he just wanted Emily to tell him that she's happy with Jeff. That's what he says. He says, I just wanted Emily to tell me I'm happy with Jeff Ari. But he never heard that from her. So in his defense, you know, he thinks, hey, maybe there's another chance here. He said that Jeff was one of his best friends on the show, and he talks to him on the phone, and it actually helped him move on to hear that they were happy together.
Yay!
Yay!
So there's happiness and closure on the end.
I mean, I still feel bad for Ari. I mean...
Yeah. So, happy, yay, Jeff comes out.
He's wearing skinny suit pants, and Chris Harrison asks Emily what took her so long to say yes to Jeff's proposal... She gave some
ridiculous reason. I did not buy it at all. She was trying to make up her mind whether or not to say yes to him. But I think at the end of the day, she's like, well...
I love him.
I love him, and we're on The Frickin' Bachelor.
Right.
I might as well say yes. Why not?
So they say that they're going to go to Africa to do some humanitarian work.
Yeah, he actually runs one of his, I guess, things that he does as an entrepreneur is he... runs a nonprofit, I think called People Water, and it's about giving people in Africa and other nations sustainable water supplies, which is very cool, very
awesome.
I know that's a great cause.
We know a few people that have similar organizations.
Yeah, yeah. Charity Water is the one.
Yeah, like you go to dig a well, you know, for for people that are less fortunate. So Jeff's going to move to Charlotte, and he's going to get a separate place. They're not going to live together. And they said they will be getting married sometime in the future. And Chris Harrison is so surprised. He's like, really? You're going to get married? Wow. I'm thinking, they got engaged. Like, this should not be a surprise that they're talking about
marriage. Well, he just lost his faith in the whole institution of marriage, basically.
Well, because he got divorced. Well, we want to thank you for listening to the podcast. Woo.
This has been quite the season.
It has been.
Probably, I would rank this up there with some of my favorite seasons ever.
Me too.
Ever.
Me too.
It really was so much fun.
What are some of your favorite seasons?
I think the one with Matt Grant, the British guy,
yeah,
with him and Shane Lamas was really good. The first season of The Bachelor was just a lot of fun to watch, just because it was the first time a show like this was on TV, and it was just so controversial at the time, and mm-hmm. it was really fascinating. Lorenzo was good, and who else? Those are my favorite ones. Byron was good. Yeah, that was a good season. You and I always talk about how we liked Jesse, the football player season, because there was that spy in the first couple episodes.
Yeah, that was awesome. But we didn't like Jesse.
Right.
Well, we are going to be doing a scaled-down version of the Bachelor podcast for Bachelor Pad.
That's right.
So we will be, please tune in to our podcast during the Bachelor Pad season, the rest of the summer. But just know that we might not post the new episode the night of airing.
Right. We'll probably do it maybe the day or two later. It just, a while ago, we did move from doing it the night of to the following day because of our work schedules. And
the people from California.
And right, exactly. So people from California, from the West Coast, could
write in
and send us their feedback in time for it to be included in the show. But with the school year out, as I said before, Nicole is a school teacher, so it just worked out for us to do it the night of, and might as well. But for Bachelor Pad, we're probably going to go back to that, and we'll just be a little more relaxed with it, because who really cares?
It's Bachelor Pad.
It's just Bachelor Pad.
Yeah, the episodes will be shorter. I might not take as many notes. We're just going to be giving our opinions about different people making out with other people.
Yeah, exactly.
So, again, thank you for listening. We love for you to visit us on the web at thebachelorpodcast.com. Feel free to leave us a review on iTunes.
Yeah, speaking of iTunes, leave us a review on there. It's a big help, and we love hearing how you guys listen to us. Like our voicemail said tonight, she listens to it on her iPhone. Let us know how you hear about the Bachelor mm-hmm. podcast. Is it on your Android device, your iPod? Is it at work? Lately, we've been putting up these YouTube links so that you can listen to it via YouTube. Is that even worth it?
You need to know.
I need to know if that's something you guys want. Because if not, if I don't hear it from enough people, I'll probably stop doing that. I don't know if it's even worthwhile. Right. So, unless we start shooting video of ourselves, but I don't think you guys need to see that. Man.
You know what it is? It's like by the time I'm watching The Bachelor or Bachelorette, contacts are out, makeup's off.
Well, you look beautiful no matter what. Nicole.
Thank you, my dear. But So, visit us on Facebook.com/TheBachelorPodcast, Twitter username, Bachelor Podcast, email, TheBachelorPodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget, you can always leave us a voicemail, 631-223-8435. And just because it's the finale doesn't mean we won't be listening to those voicemails. So call in, write in, and we might be playing something next week.
You never know. So, on behalf of the whole Bachelor Podcast family, I bid you all adieu. Good night, Nicole.
Good night.
I'm off to edit this bad boy and post it to the internet for all of our wonderful listeners. And listeners, I hope you had a good night. I hope it was fun. We'll see you tomorrow for another hot tub-filled summer with Bachelor Pad. So talk to you soon. Adios. We must